This week's episode is brought to you by Christmas music, because it's finally December!
No! Please, no!
Have a holly jolly Christmas! No! Thing is recording, so this computer works, which is good.
That's what you think.
But for some reason, it only backed up to like episode 62, which is such a random episode because anything later than that didn't transfer over here. So I have to actually just get a flash drive and transfer everything over to this computer. But all the apps got transferred. That's all I care about. I got my Adobe and Microsoft Office and all that kind of shit. So that's all I really care about.
Yeah, computers. But,
good old computers causing my wallet to cry. yeah. Anyway. Hello. Welcome to the Hodge Podcast, the official podcast of CountryHodgePodge.com. I'm your host, Steve Hodge, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, cousin, and lover, Kevin Hodge.
What's up?
So, we are late once again with an episode. But that's because...
I mean, what?
How do get pragog on aunt?
Oh, girl, get purgenet.
So my computer died literally 3 minutes into the episode last week, and so I had to emergency go out and buy a new computer, which cost me an arm and a leg, which was so much fun.
Yay.
And, so I have a new computer now, which is recording, and so hopefully it's running smoothly, and hopefully we won't have any more issues. But Kevin got a new gig, one, congratulations, and
Yay!
Two, fuck you, because now we're... Now, we're super busy boys, so we decided to, at least for now, go every other week with the podcast.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's, you know, a lot of mental capacity is taken up during the week, and, like, not having as much time to, you know, listen to music and all that shit, so... Yeah,
you are very strict for music, right?
Yeah.
You are very, like... Yeah, constrained from music right now.
Exactly. And so, like, doing them every week was fine when at my old job I would just listen to, you know, if I couldn't listen to music, you know, for a while, I'd still, you know, the day of, I'd be able to just binge through all the music I need to.
Purge all the music.
Purge everything out of my brain. And so it worked. But yeah, now I'm busier. I have a very much more important job. So I definitely care about... you know, focusing on that. So it's kind of going to, you know, it's going to be fine. We're still going to do every other week. We may, like you said, we may at some point again get back onto the weekly grind.
We'll work on it in the future.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, and soon the iTunes library may diminish, and hopefully, now that I have a new computer... When I was trying to upload the videos to YouTube, I don't know if I've talked about this before, my computer would literally just crash, restart, and have this, like, folder with a sad face icon just start blinking on the screen. And I was just like, I don't think that's good. So I wasn't able to get any of the more podcasts on YouTube. That's why there's only, like, 5 up right now. So I'm going to try and get the rest up now that I have a good computer that can hopefully handle doing that. And then, so all the episodes should be on YouTube, and the iTunes... like the SoundCloud video things may be leaving in the next few months, other than the most recent episodes, and then you'll just have to go to YouTube if you want to go to the older episodes. But we'll figure that out a little closer to when that, because that'll be like March or something when that happens. But so this week we wanted to talk about the Spotify Wrapped came out today, and so we wanted to just kind of talk about the artists that we had. I think we'll do our top artists. We'll just kind of each do 5, then 4, then 3, then 2, like do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the top songs in the same way, but that's where we'll actually kind of talk about the songs, and that's where if you're listening to this on iTunes or SoundCloud or Stitcher or any of those, you'll hear the music. So we'll do it kind of that way, how we do old episodes with the top 10s, except it'll be individual top 5s. I guess we just hop right into there. So first we could do artists. So I would guess go from bottom up if that's how you want to do it.
Let's do it that way. Right. So want me to start?
Sure.
Squirt. I mean, my top, just starting off, my top five was very similar to last year, which was also very similar to the year before that and the year before that.
Actually, I was listening to one of our own episodes because I'm very narcissistic now. I wanted to see how we wrapped up last year to see how we could do it this year. And last year we talked about the Spotify thing on the episode at the end of the year. Uh-huh. And you actually talked about, you're like, yeah, my top five was the same again, except Luke Combs was on it instead of like someone else. And I was just like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, yeah. And
except
I believe
this year, Luke Combs is no longer on the top five.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wasn't on it last year either. Last year was when he dropped off and John Moreland snuck on in.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But I believe, I don't know if I called it in that moment or just on a later podcast, but I was like, I would bet that my artist would stay this very similar because of the fact that most of the people that were on that were going to have albums come out. And so now that we're here and those albums have come out, and yes, that's exactly what happened. Is the artists
I like these artists?
The artists I listened to a lot of them had music come out, or I saw them in concert. Everyone on this list I saw in concert, which is awesome. But my number five artist was Whitey Morgan in the 78s. One of my favorite. I mean, between him and another guy that's going to be on my list later, I would say are probably like my two favorite people out there right now. People/ bands.
And these lists aren't secret if you follow us on Instagram.
Oh, exactly.
we've already posted them, but we want to just kind of talk about each one. So
pretend like it's secret, sort of.
Yeah.
But yeah, Whitey Morgan, he's great.
Yeah, his album came out this year, which was awesome. Fucking hard porn and white cocaine.
And cocaine, yes.
Yeah. I think that's what it was called. I'm not sure, but
yeah,
pretty
that's literally
sure.
what it was. It was hard porn and cocaine. Nice.
Awesome. Great. Sweet. Cool. Awesome. His album came out, and obviously we've been listening to him for a few years, so it's not really that surprising that you're still listening to them after all that time. So.
Yep. True story.
Yeah. My number five doesn't surprise me because listening to the episode, we talked about also we did our top 15 albums, which we'll do at some point, too, with that. But yeah. My number one last year was Mike Ryan, so it's really not surprising that I kept listening to him a shit ton this year.
Sure.
So my fifth most listened to artist was Mike Ryan this year, and yeah, he's so good. We talked about how we saw him at Windy City Smokeout 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, whatever, from now, and how he was the one that we had kind of heard of and listened to a few of his songs going into it, but we didn't know him too well. And then he just blew our socks off with his concert. We're like, fuck yeah, this guy's awesome. And he played a bunch of songs from the EP that came out last year. And so I've been obsessed with him ever since. I love his music. I guess it's not surprising because he's written songs for Brad Paisley. So he has that kind of same sense of humor as Brad Paisley and that same kind of also sincerity in his songs. So it's not surprising that someone who's obsessed with Brad Paisley, i.e. me, would love Mike Ryan. So I will, even though as a Brad Paisley homer, we have discussed how I don't really care for his new single. So, I'm not a homer in the sense of he does no wrong. I'm just a homer in the sense of the Brad Paisley that I do love, I'm obsessed with, and I've loved his music for so long. But yeah, so that's how I feel about Mike Ryan kind of now.
Brad Paisley remains an enigma, I would say.
Still can shred on that fucking guitar, though.
Oh, absolutely. All right, my number four was Tyler Childers, which I have
you
been...
You had a ginger?
I've been really into his music for, you know, a couple years now. So it's cool to see that snuck up into my top five, and I have to imagine it has something to do with the fact that getting to see him live, I listened to his stuff a whole shit ton. And then he also, this year, even though it wasn't a new album, he had his Live on Red Barn Radio come back to Spotify.
Yeah.
So, wasn't a new album in the traditional sense, but it was more music to be added to Spotify. And I would say definitely throughout the year, I just kept listening more and more to his stuff and just became totally obsessed. And he is tremendous. I cannot wait to get to see him again or when he releases another new album.
Yeah, this is... I was looking at your top five compared to my top five, and your top five are people who I know you text me regularly just going like, I'm on a Tyler Childers binge today, or I'm on a Whitey Morgan binge today.
Yep.
And like, so all five of your artists, I just said I don't want to give away the other three, but all five are people who you'll just text me being like, yeah, I'm on a binge of these guys today. I'm not even ashamed of it. I'm like, yeah, I agree. And I was looking at mine. I was like, I was the same way, except for my top two, which we'll get to. Those aren't binge ones for me, so I'm surprised that they are there, but...
says you now.
Yeah. But my number four is like one that I do go on a binge of, especially right after we did their episode. I was obsessed with them. Is American Aquarium. I don't remember if I tweeted it or posted on Facebook or what, but I said if BJ Barham and American Aquarium counted as one, I guarantee they would have been my number one this year than just American Aquarium being four, because BJ Barham's not on there. But
he's probably like six.
Yeah, but when we get to the songs, he's two of his songs are on my top five. So I was like, it's not surprising math. So I was like, because my top two, none of their songs are on my top five songs. It's because they just have so many that are on my playlist that's how I get to them. But so American Aquarium, we did an episode on them. I think earlier last year or mid last year, something. I don't remember.
To be completely honest, I have no idea.
Yeah, I forgot when, but we did do an American Aquarium episode, and
yeah,
I've been obsessed with them.
Yeah, they're a band that I would say, you know, you were definitely into them way before me.
Because I remember I introduced you to their album Wolves. Yes, and that was the one that kind of got you in there.
Yeah, and I was like, I kind of was. I was a little bike curious with American Aquarium at that point. And then I, after Things Change came out, I was like, okay, this is tremendous. I have to dive into everything. And so I have definitely been getting more and more into them since then, but yeah,
it
does not
surprise
me.
So you can rock that vinyl.
And that's the other thing I thought about with Spotify. I was like, I wish all of the vinyl counted because, I don't know how much would change because a lot of the vinyl that I do listen to is
Spotify. I'm listening to Adobe Sessions again.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I Cody Jinx and Whitey and a lot of the guys that, you know, okay, spoilers, oops. A lot of the people that are on my list,
oh,
I have
their vinyls
for
anyway.
What a surprise.
You had Cody Jinx on your top five?
No. Spoilers? No. But the one artist that I would say might have gotten onto here if I had listened to them more on Spotify than on vinyl would probably be Nathaniel Rateliff, because
yeah,
I listened to his vinyl a shit ton, and it has taken away from how much I've listened to him on Spotify.
Yeah. But yeah, so American Aquarium, phenomenal. Our number threes are the same.
Yes.
We both, especially since we saw them twice this year, we definitely been listening to a lot of fucking Turnpike Troubadours, which I'm sure every Turnpike fan that listens to us, this is their number one every year on their Spotify.
Oh, for sure.
But Turnpike, I was supposed to see them three times, but they canceled the show, obviously, during their little month or 2 month cancellation spree, and of course they rescheduled the show, and I'm pretty sure it's like a Thursday, and I'm like, great, well now I can't go.
Boo.
So Turnpike Troubadours, they're, as we've said before, they're probably the best band in country music right now. They're so ungodly talented. Evan Felker is an amazing songwriter.
So technically proficient across the board that, you know, like when you say they're probably the best band out there, it's like, yeah, it's just because they don't have a weak link and they have so much great music. It's just, they're really, really goddamn good.
Coming, driving home from work today, I was just playing my top 100 Spotify playlist from this year or whatever, and 7 and 7 came on. I was just like, God, I fucking love this song.
Yep.
It's such a jam. It's so good. It's so well written. I fucking love this song. And if I ever had a band, I'd be like, guys, we're learning this song and I'm going to play it.
Absolutely. It's, you know, spoiler back to the episode that's already out. That is my top Turnpike song. And every time
number one was
Fall
Out of Love,
yeah,
which I still stand with because I fucking love that song.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But yeah, no, 7 and 7 though, it's just it's a fucking jam. Like that's the perfect word
so
to
good.
Describe it. It's so
yeah.
it's well it's written so and it's just a fucking jam.
Yeah, it was funny, Grady Smith tweeted out the other day the lyrics that I remember we talked about when we did the episode, which are still my favorite Turnpike lyrics. So the "You bet your heart on a diamond, I play the clubs and spades." I fucking love that lyric so much, and it just goes to show how clever Evan Felker is. And
yeah, oh yeah,
so good. Someone commented,
dope. All right, my number two. Jason Boland and the Stragglers.
Jimmy Borland and the Stranglers?
Exactly. The same. so I've really... I would say Jason Boland's probably one of the early Red Dirt bands that I got into that kind of, like, opened the door for me to look into all the Red Dirt. So I've been a huge fan of them for a while. Their album came out. I really liked it. But they're one of those bands, like... They're probably, you know, other than number one, who... we have not mentioned yet, and I will keep it hidden until we get there. Other than
Walker Hayes, let's just get to it.
Other than that person, who will remain nameless up until 5 minutes from now, seconds from now, I would say Jason Boland's probably the number one band that I'll text you. I'm just on a Jason Boland binge right now, and I'll just go through like so much of the music. It just, I love their sound. I feel like their sound is pretty... uniform, like throughout their albums, you know, like not in a bad way, like in a bland way, but more of the, you can just shuffle the whole fucking thing and a song from 10 years ago can come on and a song from this year can come on and they remain true.
Like, you can tell which album an Eric Church song comes on from. Like they're so different. Each album is like his, I'm just trying something new.
And you kind of have to like be in a different mood sometimes. But no, when I put on Jason Boland, I'm like, let's fucking go and just whoop all through it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're phenomenal. I was actually listening to a few of their songs earlier too, because I was going through Amazon just recreating my playlists because I had nothing to do at work, because apparently no one buys houses in December.
What? It's like almost like people don't want to move in the Midwest during winter.
I know, right? It's crazy. Yeah, so I was just like recreating my playlist. I was listening to a couple Jason Boland songs. I was like, oh, these guys are so fucking good. But
fuck, yeah.
Yeah, so I went, quick side tangent, people here have probably seen, if you follow us on Twitter, which only a couple hundred people do, but I was switching over to Amazon because, like, I have those dots and shit, so I was like, oh, I'll just kind of do that because it's easier, and then I was just like, nope, Spotify is much better, so I was like, fuck, I'm going to keep my Spotify, and then, so I was like, I'll just, you know, I have 3 months free of Amazon, so I'm like, I'll have it for 3 months, and then I'll cancel it, but I went to Amazon today, and it was just like, after, it renews on February 29th, like, that's when, like, the renewal date is, or 26th or something, I don't remember if there's a 29 next year, it's like, it'll renew in February next year for $0, I'm like, well, if it's free, I'll keep it. I'm like, all right, if you're going to charge me $0 for my Amazon to renew,
just don't bring that to their attention and just see how long you can keep getting free shit.
Yeah, don't listen to this podcast, Amazon.
Oh, you mean the Alexa that's listening always?
No, not there isn't one in this room.
Oh, it's in your computer and it's listening all the time.
Ah, fuck!
Robots! Yeah.
Robots. But yeah, anyway, so my number two, which is actually probably a bigger surprise than number one, is Tim McGraw. I listened to him a bunch to get ready for the episode. Like, the things I looked at was my top 100 is almost all people we've done on the podcast, because obviously I listen to a lot of people to get ready for each episode. But Tim McGraw, he's also one that he has such a huge library of music that I have so many of his songs on so many of my playlists that I've never been, like I said, how you text me like, I'm going on a Boland binge today, not even mad about it. I'm like, I've never texted you like, going on a McGraw binge.
Quick draw, McGraw. Here we go.
McGraw binge, Indian Outlaw. Like, I've never done that. So it's just that these songs are on so many playlists that they just come on. I mean,
think
granted,
there is an alternative reason, and it is because you listen to Truck Yeah no less than 50 times a day.
More like 60 times.
That shit adds up, bro.
Fuck yeah, Truck Yeah. Truck Yeah, wanna get it jacked up. Yeah, let's crank it on up. Yeah. But... yeah, so I just, he's just, because, like, I remember, well, when we graduated high school, or when I graduated high school, that was right when Southern Voice came out, and I remember binging that CD all the time. I actually had the physical CD in a Walkman player.
What's that?
I know, right? Back when I had a flip phone and I had a CD player separately, I would listen to Southern Voice all the time. And so, like, there are songs from that and earlier. I don't listen to too much of his newer stuff, except, like we've talked about, Damn Country Music was actually a good album. But, And or what was? Did he have a new one come out since then?
He had that album with him and Faith,
which wasn't great.
I never listened to it.
I thought he had another one come. I'm thinking of Kenny Chesney's newest album. How that one was great.
Oh yeah, his album was really good.
Yeah. So it was. So like the older Tim McGraw stuff, I have so much of it because I used to love Tim McGraw back in the day when he was just a straight up country artist before Truck. Yeah. And,
Truck.
And so. Truck, yeah, wanna get it jacked up, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah. He just has so many songs in my playlist that they just come on, so I guess that just had him. Like, I was surprised, this is the first time Brad Paisley wasn't my number one, so.
Yeah, I was surprised that, he wasn't on yours at all.
Top five.
You know,
yeah.
Like, because even, you know, even if someone else was going to be moving up on a list, I still figured you would have had listened to enough of it that it would have still worked,
yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know how shit works.
Who knows? Their stats might be just weird. Because when we get to a song on my top five, I'll talk about it a little more. I think their stats are just kind of... I feel like they're just random at times. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of... There's part of me that feels like there's like a recency bias on the top songs. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just the way that works. But now, my number one, who no one has any idea who it is until I say it right now, was Cody Jinks. Which is a shocker, and I know everyone needs to take a minute to collect themselves.
I didn't know who he was.
I'm just going to give you, I'm going to give you 30 seconds just to collect yourself, listener, because I know you're shocked.
We're going to take a 30-second moment of silence.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
I was actually doing the doing
the Monty
thing,
Python,
the Monty Python on the bridge on the bridge intermission.
Yeah. I had a feeling that's what you were doing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. But yes, Cody Jinks. So Cody Jinks had a new album come out. So that
he did. Nice.
So that would definitely account for a lot of the listening.
Oh yeah.
To keep him on my top list. But
oh,
like
fucking,
I said,
Must Be the Whiskey is on my top 100, and it's not.
Oh yeah, I mean, I have, there's a lot of Jinx on my top 100.
Yeah,
it's but
just
yeah,
his discography.
Like we said,
and then Walker Hayes is boom.
Yeah. a lot of times I'll just go on a Cody Jinx binge because I just want like he's one of those artists. I obviously he's like my favorite artist out there right now. So. I'll listen to, like, one song and be like, nope, I can't just listen to the one. I have to hear all of it. And then I'll just listen to it all. And he just has so many songs that are just absolutely tremendous. Like, I was listening to my top 100 and David came on. I'm just like, this song, I want to be on my top 100 forever because this song is unbelievable.
Yeah, I think that song was, like, number 6 on mine because it's not in my top 5, but it was right there at the top of my playlist.
Oh, yeah. And it's, yeah, and Jinx is just tremendous. You know, I mean, I guess I don't really understand if there's someone out there who's like, I don't like him because fuck you and what. But he is tremendous. I love all of his music. Literally all of it.
Yeah. It is all good, except for, like, most of it, but yeah.
I will kill you with your new computer.
Oh, no. It is very small, so you could just slice me in half with it. Yeah, my number one was Jason Aldean, which is...
hilarious.
Super, yeah, it's super weird because he just like Tim McGraw, he's never been someone I'm like, I'm just going to go on a Jason Aldean binge today. Like, back in college, I went on plenty of Jason Aldean binges because his first 2 to 3 albums are really fucking good. And as we've talked about on our... We had a Jason Aldean episode, which people who don't follow the podcast but follow us on Instagram are just like, why would you do this? I thought this was a country podcast. I'm like, listen to it and you'll understand. So there are a lot of Jason Aldean songs that are on my playlist because, like, when I was making my heartfelt playlist again up for Amazon, I was going through, obviously, all the artists just in alphabetical order. I took all but 2 songs off of his first album to have on that playlist that I fucking love. And that, so I was just like, yeah, he has a lot of amazing songs that come on randomly shuffling when I'm listening to music, but he's never one I go out of my way for.
Yeah, so. I have another alternative theory, just like with Tim McGraw. You are a closet, huge Burning It Down fan, and you just listen to it repeatedly as soon as we're done talking about good music. You're like, I gotta purge my brain of all the good music. I need to burn it down, and then you, and then after that, you truck yeah about three times, and you go right back to burning it down.
You can't tell, but the headphones that I'm wearing right now to listen to you, I'm actually not listening to you. This is Jason Aldean playing right now.
You know, that's probably a good call. No one should listen to me ever.
But it's
why
so
are
funny.
You listening, listener? All what are you doing?
But it's so funny because all the comments on our Instagram post are just like, Jason Aldean, what the fuck? Like,
and love
one
it.
One person commented, have you fired Steve from the show yet? And so it's funny that, but as we've talked about on this podcast, the reason we did a Jason Aldean episode is we hate when people are just blanket, I hate this artist.
Yes.
We like to say, like, no. These guys have good fucking songs. This just now what they put out on the radio sucks ass.
Yeah,
but
and I would say
to their music.
Yeah, and I would say, and I'm not saying this to try to be like a dick to you and the fact that you still listen to Jason Aldean's music. And we obviously have gone over
how
you
kind of get burnout on it.
Yeah, so I am in the area where, you know, obviously listening to music is something that you just do on your own time, so you can listen to whatever the fuck you want. In my world, and just when I'm listening to music, artists like Jason Aldean, I can recognize and know all the good songs that they used to have, then I'll like them. But for some reason, I still can't get my hatred for the newer stuff out of my brain.
You get the bad taste in
your exactly. mouth. So I'll listen to one of the older songs, and I'll still just be like, but this motherfucker released Burning It Down, and he needs to be fired into the sun for it. And so I just... And so I just
burned down.
Exactly. Burn him at the stake down. but so that's kind of why, I mean, you know, I also had the thing that was just like, you listen to 104% of the non-mainstream.
104% more than other people.
Than the average
like,
Spotify listener.
How do you listen to 104% more?
I listen to 104% more non-mainstream than the average listener. You math that to me. I don't know. But it's and that's exactly it. It's like I recognize it, and I'm glad that when we do the episodes, I get to go back and listen to the songs by the artists that I do like, because it's a nice, refreshing thing. But yeah, like during my daily, I'm just like, I can't do it. This fucking guy made Burning It Down. Fuck him.
There are artists like that where, like, it has to be, like, a really good song to come on and be like, oh, I love this one. But if it's one that I was always, like, just lukewarm on, I'm like, eh, I'm not, I don't want to.
Yeah, and I think it would be different because, again, even though that, you know, Luke Bryan has a lot of good songs on his old stuff, if Luke Bryan was in the place of Jason Aldean, I would just be like, who are you? I don't even know you anymore. What are you doing?
Yeah, I actually.
Aldean has enough good stuff that it makes sense.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Aldean, I probably put 20, 30 songs on my Heartfelt playlist from him, whereas when I got to Luke Bryan, it was like 6.
Exactly.
Like, there are so fewer Luke Bryan songs that I still really love, which, yes, people, there are good Luke Bryan songs, unless you don't like the sound of his voice. I understand that.
Yeah, he does kind of sound like an idiot.
Yeah, there are people who, they're just like you with Rascal Flatts, you hate their fucking voices. I know that for a fact.
would we like to go back into that?
That was one of my favorite things, making the last time on the Hodge podcast. It's just you like, fuck them, fuck everything they stand for, fuck their voices, fuck them. so funny.
I stand by it.
Yeah, which one day if we ever do a Rascal Flatts episode, that one's going to be Kevin just gouging his eyes out and ears out the entire time. But
Yep.
But yeah, we will be doing a Keith Urban episode and a Luke Bryan episode. Well, you don't hate Luke Bryan, you just don't like his shit now. But we will do those down the road, and Kevin's not going to enjoy them. They will be torture.
Oh boy,
I'm going to love it. But then we'll make it up, and you could do a Gwar episode, and I'll hate my life the whole time.
Show some respect. The lead singer of Gwar died like a year ago.
Oh, shit. Fuck you. Rest in peace, G.
I don't...
See the G from Gwar?
I don't remember what his name was.
It's probably, like, Rape Blood or...
Oh, no, his Gwar name was Odorous Arungus, but I don't know what his actual name is.
That was it.
Legally
it was
changed.
Dr. Odorous Arungus. He
worked hard for that. You worked hard for that blood rape PhD.
Okay, oh, moving on into the songs. My
top songs.
My number five song was All of Gwar. No, sorry.
Gwar's entire catalog.
So, like I said, with the like the recency bias, I mean, it still makes sense. But so my number five was Honky Tonk Hell by Whitey Morgan. Black as night, the devil has leaves with fire in their eyes. They promise salvation, but it's heartaches they sell. A man can get caught up down in his honky tonk hell. The doors are always open. Just because of how recent it came out, I feel like, did I listen to that one enough to make it make sense? But, yeah, I listened to this song an absolute shit ton because when it
got I remember the day it came out, you told me you listened to it like three times the album all the way through.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it does make sense, but it's also like, man, it came out so late in the year, I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I did. I did listen to that song a shit ton, and I do love it.
It is a good one. My number five was... picture there. Oh, Break Up in the End by Cole Swindell.
I'd introduce you to my mom and dad. Say I think I love her when you leave that room. I still not take their advice when I say you're moving in. Even though we break up in the end. Even if I knew you'd be the one that got away, I'd still go back and get you. Even if I knew you'd be my best and worst mistake, oh, I'd still make it with you. Over and over again and again. Even though we break up, I still play my favorite song in your car.
This doesn't surprise me because this is one I listen to a whole lot because I don't care for Cole Swindell at all, but he has like three good songs in his repertoire, and this one is a genuinely amazing song. So I don't really, I'm not surprised.
It is a good song. I'm surprised that it's in your top, meaning that you listen to it like enough to put it there.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's one it's I listen to more than four or, you know, 95 other songs, whatever.
Exactly.
But it is, I definitely did listen to it a lot. I don't know if it was top five a lot, but I did listen to it
a
lot.
And it's, yeah, it is a good song. I'm not going to be that much of a thick-headed douche to be like, it's not even the pip.
Yeah. But no, so if you don't song. if you don't know because you're well I, you'd have just heard a clip of it, but if you don't listen to it because you're just so bullheaded of he's on the radio, I don't like him, it's just an amazing song about a guy replaying a break, like a whole relationship, like I would do everything that we did before even if I still knew we'd break up in the end.
Yeah,
and it's just this amazingly written song, so yeah, it's good.
Yeah, all right, number four was More Goodbye by Ward Davis, so spoilers in advance for when we do that episode.
Now the room is spinning and I'm fading slow, all messed up, nowhere to go. I'm sick and I'm tired, I'm drunk and I'm stoned, been getting shut down by every girl in my phone. I could call me a cab, or I could bum me a ride, but there's nothing at home but more goodbye.
I love this song. It's tremendous. I won't talk about it too much because we are going to do a Ward episode. But yeah, I mean, that's been my favorite Ward song, and getting to see him again live this year down in Peoria kind of like reignited my love for his music. And so since he only has, you know, a limited catalog out there, it makes sense that I would re-listen to my favorite song by him, just an absolute shit ton.
Yeah, I went on Spotify's website today, like on the actual desktop website, to uncancel my Spotify. And I, like, on the homepage, they had, like, the, you know, look at your Wrapped for this year, whatever. And then if you scroll down, it goes, here's your most recent top listened artists, or, like, artists.
Oh.
And it was just, like what's kind of hot for you right now. So probably what you've been listening to the most in the last month or so.
Okay.
And it, my number one was Ward Davis, and the number one song was one of them from Asunder. What was it? The Time Has Come or whatever. What the hell is it called?
Time to Move On?
Time to Move On. Yeah, I'm retarded. yeah, it was like, Ward Davis is your most listened to artist, and Time to Move On is your most listened to song recently. I'm like, it's not surprising, because when we get to the releases of last week, you'll hear what we
that. And, absolutely.
My number four is, I'm going to say it grammatically correct, not what the song says on Spotify, is Once in a Lifetime Girl by Mickey and the Motor Cars.
It's One in a Lifetime Girl. Spotify has
She's
spoken.
She's my one in a lifetime girl. Yeah.
And when we miss the bus to Calistoga, we toasted luck and drank the night away. You're my once in a lifetime girl, and I'm not gonna let you get away. You're my once in a lifetime girl, hand in hand until I die today.
But no, this song, well, this is what's why I'm thinking that their little, like, you know, their how they put their shit together, it might be a little wrong, because this was number four on my most listened to songs, but it's not even on my top 100 playlist.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on there, but yeah.
Spotify tried to look for Once in a Lifetime Girl and couldn't find it, and that's why it's not on there.
Yeah, but this song is phenomenal. We sadly didn't get to see them play it when we saw them at Madison Stone, but this is one another one that I've gone out of my way to put on, like, queue up
many times because it's so good. It is a tremendous song, absolutely.
It's just an amazing love song, and yeah, it's really fucking good.
Absolutely. Number three. My number three is White House Road by Tyler Childers.
Get me drinking that moonshine. Get me higher than the grocery bill. Take my troubles to the high wall. Throw them in the river and get your fill. We've been sniffing that cocaine. Ain't nothing better when the wind cuts cold. Oh, it's a mighty hard living, but a damn good feeling to run these roads.
But this song is, you know, it wasn't my top song when we did the episode, but I would say it makes sense that this one would be the top song I listened to by him, because it's a fucking jam. Like, mm-hmm. of all, like, he's got, I believe all of his music sounds great and you should listen to all of it, but this is the kind of one, this is the one that you could play for a lot of people and be like, this is a fucking jam. It just sounds great. Look at him go. It's awesome. So yeah. It doesn't surprise me. I love it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Tyler Childers, go back, listen to that episode. He is phenomenal. My number three is Losing Side of 25 by American Accordion.
Every night we're dreaming. They all ask me how I'm doing. I just smile and realize that although it was kind to me, my youth is all behind me. Now I'm on the losing side. 45.
This is, yeah, probably the most listened to American Aquarium song by them, other than, it's probably close between that and Jacksonville, because those are two just fucking amazing songs.
Oh, yeah.
But Losing Side of 25 is such a fitting song, especially for us who are both on our Losing Sides of 25 now.
Damn it!
and it's just this, because, I mean, obviously I don't tour, I'm not in a band or anything, but it is that thing of, like, watching all your friends get successful, have kids, get married, get their own house, and, like, your parents are kind of like, when are you going to do that? And you're just like, I'm just living my life a different way.
Lay off me!
Like, yeah.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
So it's just kind of that sentimentality of, not that Kevin or I feel bad about, you know, not being married, or he's a homeowner, I'm not. I'm in a relationship, he's not. Like, it's not that kind of thing.
Oh, God!
We hate our lives for where we are. But it is...
Why should you remind me?
It is that thing of, like, you know, having that feeling of just, like, am I living my life how I'm supposed to? But then at the end he goes, I guess we all go through it a different way.
Are you hashtag living your best life?
Hashtag authentic. but, yeah, so it is that kind of cool feeling of, like, I got where I'm going the way I got it, and I'm okay with it. And so I really enjoy that feeling of the song. Yeah. Where it's just
it,
like,
is a tremendous song. It's one of my favorite American Aquarium songs, for
yeah,
sure.
It's, yeah, real good. Yeah, so number two, Kevin.
Number two. My number two is Set Me Down on a Cloud by Lucas Nelson. I'm waiting on a word. This does not surprise me at all, because this is my favorite Lucas Nelson song, and it's one of my favorite... Like, I realize the hyperbole in this next sentence, but it is one of my favorite songs of all time, just because it's like 9 minutes long. It just has all of the pieces that I want out of a song, where it's got jams, it's got, you know, good lyrics, It just feels really good, and so I know that I've listened to this song a shit ton during the year, and so it doesn't surprise me, and so you should check it out.
And he did the soundtrack for A Star Is Born. Listen to it.
Yes, and he did that, and he's great, so listen to him. Listen to him for a number of reasons, but also with this song, he's got a couple versions on Spotify. Definitely listen to the one that's 9 minutes long. It is worth it.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about this on the way home when I was looking at, you know, still transferring everything from over to Amazon or whatever. I got to Josh Abbott Band, and Front Row Seat isn't on Amazon for some reason.
What?
And I was like, everything else that's not on Spotify has been on Amazon, but for some reason that album's on Amazon, and that really triggered me. Hashtag triggered.
Hashtag triggered.
And I was like, that was one of the reasons why I was like, I might have to keep Spotify, because like how you said, you don't want to be hyperbolic about it, but it's one, like, Front Row Seat is generally one of my favorite albums of all time. Like,
For sure.
Like, I've written articles about it and stuff, like, on our crappy website where we don't really write well. But I wrote an article about how that was my favorite album of 2015, I think it came out. And it's true. That is one of my favorite albums of all time. So I was like, I can't not have that album, even though I do have a physical copy of the album. But that doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. But could you imagine how annoying it would be to, like, be listening to music and be like, oh, can't listen to that one because I don't have the CD player next to me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, yeah, so that just reminded me of that. But my number two is New Hometown by Mike Ryan.
Been thinking a lot about Boston, like a band and the weather ain't hot. Then again, there's Colorado. You got the mountains and the legalized pot. Somewhere out in Oklahoma, yeah, I could get lost out there. Palm Springs or New Orleans, hell, I don't care. I gotta get a new hometown, one that doesn't bring me down. Somewhere where I won't see.
Yeah, this is from his EP that came out. So obviously, like I said, he was on my top five artists. Not surprising, one of his songs is on my top five played. This song is fantastic. I think I actually talked about it on the last year's wrap-up episode about how this song was very fitting for me because after a breakup, I did move to a new hometown. I lived down in Iowa, and listening to that also made me sad because I was like, I miss living in Iowa now.
Iowa!
But of course, I couldn't find a fucking job out there that paid worth a shit, so I had to move back home. All right, I'm happy where I'm at now, but yeah, I do miss Iowa, and it was so, I just love that song, and it's such a great song about, like, my life is not going well, she ruined my hometown for me, I have to get the fuck out of here. And it's
absolutely
just such a great song.
All right, now we're on to number one, and I haven't said anything on this podcast to be spoilerific or anything about my number one, because now that we're here, it's going to be funny to talk about it, and the fact that people are going to have to listen to a clip of it. Just Like Paradise by OAR.
Maybe it's your eyes, how they pull me in. Maybe it's your skin, either way I win. I don't even know where to begin, girl. You dislike paradise. All around the world they look for this. A little bit of sun and a pretty miss. Here I got your mouth, I can't resist, girl. She called me up.
I was going to say, I don't know who the fuck this is by.
Yep. It's so not only is it an OAR song, it's their newest song that got released like to go with the summer. And so it's like,
I'm not putting the clip in.
It's 100% like a summer jam. Like it's just so goddamn catchy. And so I'd be like, oh, I don't even know why this is a number. You know, I'm a top five or no one. I'm like, no, I listened to this song so many times this year over the summer and then, like, even more recently because it's just, it's so goddamn catchy and so perfect for summer. And I do like OIR anyway. But, yeah, it's just a total jam. And it's like, if someone's an OAR fan, they're like, oh, I don't like how they changed their sound. They're going to hate me for double reasons. And then everyone who doesn't like OAR is going to be like, why are you here?
Sucks.
Says you, bro.
They suck. Yeah, when I saw that was your number one, I was just like, I don't want to be like, who is that? Because you're going to be like, that's like Cody Jinx's biggest song. I'm like, but I was like, I don't know who the fuck this is. But yeah okay, that makes sense.
I'm glad that we managed to make it to now, and then I had to reveal it because it is hilarious that it worked out that way.
I thought it was going to be like a Dean Summerwind type song where it's just a stupid song that wasn't meant to be serious, but you listen to it so many times that it makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's just, it is the epitome of, like, I listened to this song a shit ton when it got nice out because it was perfect for when it was nice out, and then it just, I guess I did it enough because
it was so
number
funny.
One.
One of the comments on the post on Instagram said, it's, I have a Mitchell Tenpenny song on my top five because I played one song for them for people because it was so hilariously bad. And I was like, was it that shitty ass song Bitches? And he goes, yup. So the person that had Bitches on their top five because they were playing it ironically.
Oh, what a sad day.
Yeah. Speaking of sad day, my number one song is Unfortunate Kind by BJ Barham.
39 years. You've been putting up with me. Your folks said we'd never see our first anniversary. Do you remember that first week when you burnt that pecan pie? And I ate the whole damn thing. I couldn't stand to see you cry. Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how it all works out? Ain't it funny how every now and then the unfortunate kind get lucky sometimes?
Sad. So, this is a happy song.
So as I said, I feel like American Aquarium, if BJ Barham songs were counted, would have probably been my number one most played because, yes, I listened to this song so fucking much. It is so good. This is genuinely one of the saddest songs of all time, and it is so beautifully written and just so slow and hauntingly melodic. that it's just, I love this song so much. So it's not surprising that it was number one on my list.
It is just an absolutely tremendous song, from the songwriting to the execution. Yeah, good song. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's just him. You can hear it in his voice when he sings it, and it's just that guitar, like, just doing those little plucks, like, of the chord, and it's so fucking good.
But, oh, yeah.
So that was our most listened to thing. Some people have tweeted at us kind of showing what their tops are, but
keep
show
doing
us
it.
What your most listened to music is. I want to see it. I want to know what y'all have been listening to. And yes, this is my last episode because I have been fired for having Jason Aldean as my number one.
Yep. So RIP in peace for Steve. So let me know who you're listening to so you can replace him.
Exactly. So moving on from that. What do we do next? We haven't done this in a while.
That
was last week. Yes.
Yes.
That is what we were doing. Except I got to find 2 weeks worth because we haven't done this in 2 weeks.
Albums of the Fortnite.
So, speaking of Fortnite, we'll play that after this.
Fortnite!
So, we had, last week was December 30th, right? November 30th. So all I have written down, I think this is actually all that came out. I'll double check. But Adam Wakefield's Gods and Ghosts. The dude, I think, was on The Voice. I think that's how he got famous. But he has a very Chris Stapleton sound to his voice. And his music is so fucking good. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it or not. But it is...
I did not. Not yet.
Yeah, definitely check it out after this. It is really fucking good. So it's Adam Wakefield's Gods and Ghosts. It's really good, really attractive.
Nice.
Next is, oh, there were more. Amy Grant's Steep, or not Amy Grant, Sophie Sanders. Amy Grant sings on the first song. I'm an idiot. Sophie Sanders, Steep and Shining Spaces, just really good. She's very traditional sounding, very attractive. Next is Bren Hill, Rocky Mountain Drifter. He's a very Aaron Watson sounding kind of rodeo type honky tonk sounding country. Really
nice.
Good, really traditional in that sense, very attractive. Next is, I think, no, there's, oh, Dolly Parton released her Dumplin' movie soundtrack. Obviously, it's Dolly. She's going to stay classic traditional country. It's her big old boobies, very good, very attractive. And then the week before that, the only thing that came out that I thought was worth note is Ward Davis's Asunder EP. And so
Tremendous.
We'll definitely go into it a lot more when we talk about him on his actual episode. But holy fucking shit, Live a Lie is one of the best songs I have heard in a long time.
Yeah, it's tremendous, and I'm really glad, like, sonically, how the EP turned out, because after getting to see him live and see him play the keys, I was like, this dude needs all of the piano in his life, and for him to have a lot of piano on the EP, I thought was tremendous. It was so well written, and just fucking really goddamn good.
Yeah, it's four songs. All four are just fucking, like, masterpieces. Good and Drunk. You think it'd be just some dumb, like, popular, like, pop, you know, drinking song. No.
It is a sad, sad song.
The lyric, I went down to the lawyers to sign my wife away is such a fucking awesome lyric. Like, I would never think of that kind of line.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, so he's really good. If you don't know, he's buddies with Cody Jinx, Sonny Sweeney, Ward Davis.
He's friends with himself.
He's friends with himself. Fucking Paul.
Paul.
Yeah, Paul Cawthon. If you haven't, go back and listen to the episode where we talk about seeing them in concert down in Peoria. It would have come out in July. It was very funny. And Paul on stage. But yeah, so that album's so good. He's very attractive. So yeah, that's it for last week's shit.
Well, at some point, Wheeler's album came out.
Yeah, I didn't. It came out last week. I didn't even bother because I don't give a shit about Wheeler anymore.
I listened to it, and I mean,
how many times does he say pussy?
1,005. it's one of those things where, once again, he has created a 100% country album. That is not up for dispute. However, I can totally understand if he just, like, the shtick can get tiresome. But the thing I will say about Wheeler is that usually on each album, he'll have like one song that just really like gets stuck in my head. And I'm just like, I just want to keep listening to this one song because it's super goddamn catchy. And so there is one song on this latest record called, I think it's just called Fucking It Up. And it's just really goddamn catchy, and even though it's kind of dumb because he's, you know, Wheelerifying everything, it's really fucking catchy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he does make country songs. It's just, I just feel like he has no range when it comes to what he's writing about. He has very kind of clever ones like, I want to fuck you with the lights on. That's kind of clever, like your body deserves to be seen. I want to, you know, bang you with the lights. Like, some of it's funny, but it gets old so fast because it's all the same joke of like, I like to eat pussy. And
well, and that's chicks. And that's what I do like about the song Fucking It Up is that like the song is about how he keeps fucking it up, like his relationship, and he just keeps saying like, please don't leave me, like after admitting to a bunch of different instances of cheating or whatever. But at the end of the song, she does leave, and he's like talking about how he did fuck it up. So there is that like transition of remorse. It's still Wheeler doing Wheeler things, but he does, it is a legitimate song about a guy who fucked up a relationship, and then on the, you know, on the backside, sees his former lady, like, married with a kid now, and he's just like, I fucked it up. She was the only thing that mattered in my life, and I fucked it up. I'm like, that's actually legit right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Each album does have a song like that. Yeah, so that's not surprising. Before we go, I wanted to read, we got it just before, or it might have been just after our last episode, something around there, but we got a message from a listener that I wanted to read back when we so she says, because you mentioned crowd etiquette, so it was when we talked about how when I was at the fucking Ray Scott show, the guy wouldn't shut the fuck up when kept trying to talk to Ray Scott, and you had the same when you saw Casey Musgraves' husband.
Exactly. His name is Mr. Musgraves.
Mr. Brzezinski. So she said, because you mentioned crowd etiquette, I feel like I had to share my Coulter-Wall dumbass fan experience.
Oh, boy.
Besides the one large, loud chick that always ends up right next to me who didn't know what a cowboy hat was, parentheses, how, and the one clever guy who yelled, hey, Coulter, how old are you? There was that guy who constantly was yelling stupid shit at the band. As every song ended, he would yell, what happened to Kate? Or tell us what you did to Kate in the front row, and I could hear the band getting pissed off. The pedal steel player literally told the drummer to go kick the guy's ass. When they finally got to Kate McKinnon on the set list, without missing a beat, Coulter looks at the guy and in his low voice, he says, here you go, jackass. And the band plays, and the crowd lost their mind. It was definitely one of the most memorable things to ever happen at a show, but I seriously can't stand the people who feel they need to be a part of it. Anyway, have a happy Thanksgiving. Go Bears.
Go Bears!
Yeah, so I thought that was just a funny episode. So like we said, definitely write in if you have like funny crowd etiquette stories, because those people are the fucking worst.
Yeah, I fucking hate it. I don't understand why people are that way. It's because those same people who talk during the concert, I guarantee if they were at a movie and people were talking, they'd be like, shut the fuck up, I'm trying to watch this movie. And it's like, okay,
kick your ass.
Don't you get it? Don't you get how stupid you are, you stupid fuck?
Yeah, I understand that, you know, you want to kind of be friendly with the band, but they're trying to perform. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to, when you saw Book of Mormon, be like, sing hello again!
Exactly. God damn. Yeah.
But yeah.
Now anyway. I'm all riled up. God damn it.
Well, it'll get you ready for trivia, which you do have to participate in.
Woo!
Anyway, yeah, so you can find us at CountryHodgePodge.com, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Country Hodgepodge, Spotify, you can find HodgePodgeCast Picks, where every week I upload the songs we talk about, so you can listen to them in full as long as they're on there. Kevin's Picks of the Week is on a link through the website, or if you search the username Donkey Factory, you could find it. Or we tweet it out every Monday when Kevin uploads it. It's just 10 new songs every week that you should be listening to.
Yeah.
This week, it was just 10 Beyonce songs, which I thought was kind of weird, but nah, it's his list.
Going through a phase.
Did you see the fucking Ed Sheeran thing? That was so stupid.
Stupid. What?
I tweeted it out. Like, people were mad that Ed Sheeran was wearing a t-shirt and jeans while she was wearing this beautiful dress. And it's like,
oh,
this is what men only have to do, what she has to do. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I saw that, and I didn't even like give it the time of day to even think about it because I was like, no.
Yeah, that's why I tweeted out saying I found it, the stupidest thing of 2018. Anyway, and then Friday's new music. Every Friday we tweet out the best albums that are released that week, so you can listen to them. We've listened to well over 200 this year. I'm actually going to have to count them all up soon, and we're going to make our top 100 list, which I'm debating how we go about doing that, if we just want to do an article or what, but we definitely want to do our top 100 albums of the year.
Math.
Yeah, so yeah, there are a lot of shit to listen to. You could buy some of our shirts on a link through the site, or if you go to T-Public, search Country Hodgepodge. They're dumb. One says, you know, Sam Hunt sucks. One says Walker Ray blows. We get a lot of people buying the new Highwaymen shirt, which is one of my favorites. We get the Americana Powerhouse one gets sold a lot. So go on, buy some of those shirts. They're pretty fucking sweet. Find me on Instagram. Try it out. You can find me on Instagram at @CHP_Clifftron. Kevin on Twitter and Instagram at @CHP_Church. Please rate and view the podcast on iTunes. It'll help us get found. Somehow people are still listening to our podcast, even though we haven't had an episode in 2 weeks. So thank you to people who are still
fans.
People
are beautiful. I love you.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it for this week. Until next week, or 2 weeks. Sorry, gotta start saying that. Next episode, we'll be talking about Sam Hunt to close out the year. So yeah, we'll end. We'll end 2018 with a bang, and then hop right into 2019 with our new podcast, the Pop Country Hodgepodge Podcast. Butt fucking. So until next episode, I'll start saying. Until next episode, I'm Steve.
Until next
always,
year.
Joined. Until, no, we got one more this year.
Next year!
Gotta be that coworker that, actually we said that on the year-end episode, gotta be that coworker that says, see you next year.
Oh, God. I swear to God, if any of my coworkers say that to me.
So you're just gonna walk. Just, I know, yep, I've only been here. I know, I've only been here for a month, but I quit.
I'm done. I quit.
So until next week, I'm Steve Hodge. As always, joined by Kevin. I'm just saying goodbye, good night.
I love you.